Morning. Good morning. Another Friday overtime.
In this warm weather we're starting off with this morning compared to what it has been.
They're saying it's short-lived. It's supposed to be really cold tomorrow morning.
Anything about sleeping out in the tent tonight, testing out a new tent, see how it does.
And it's 25 and windy.
I think the wind, that's the only part that can be no fun. On my 25, not with no wind.
Canvas tents. Day.
10 hours a day, probably get off at 4 o'clock.
Early the other day.
Never do.
Yeah, I heard that.
Got Rick on the way here to work this morning. Semi flipped over on the road coming in. I seen the life flight helicopter come up before I got to it. Must have been a bad one.
Buddy's all right. I hate that. I see there's a lot of trucks on this particular road I'm on right now. It's unusual for in the morning.
8:05 every morning down here anyway. It's a bad road as always, Rick, on it. It's been between the 4 miles between where I get on and get off of it. It's probably been, I'd say in the past 2 years, 8 people killed on it. It's probably been 3 or 4 just in the past 6 months.
It's really not a bad road. I mean, I don't know why there'd be so many. I mean, it's got a wide median, and it's not like it's got any really sharp curves or anything.
Yeah, road them on. They on it, so it's been about 6 months ago now. There was I was taking the dogs out right from bed when I was about 10 o'clock. I heard a big crash. It sounded like it was right up the end of the street. I looked up there and didn't see nothing. I realized, I think it was all the way up there at 25. I live about a mile and a half from 25. Got in the truck, took off up there, and it was a car cut in half. When you hit a tree on the side of the road, because he missed the turn, he said he was running about 80 miles an hour. His tree cut in half, he's laying there dead from next to the fence in somebody's front yard.
People, they're speeding, they're doing what they're not supposed to do. You know, the road itself isn't dangerous. It's all the things that the other people do. KN4TFW.
Yeah, it's rare that a wreck called by the road.
Slow to warm up this morning.
Pretty quick.
It's normal right now.
So I got to drop the oil pan on it, change the O-ring on the pickup too at some point. I mean, it's fun. You have to take the whole thing, take the front axle out there and drop the oil pan in this thing.
It's going to be a all day.
The only thing that's really hard to work on this truck, I think.
On this one yet.
200,000 miles on it, so I planned on the start. I knew I was going to get into it at some point.
Auger's running down the side of 29.
Wide side lane on that road, don't you?
These parts of it, yeah, you got a pretty wide side lane there. But the problem is there's also a sidewalk right beside it, but they won't run on the sidewalk. They got to run in the road.
Something in it. No, buddy of mine, he does a lot of UCLA triathlon and stuff like that. That's what he would say, that he would, if he could avoid sidewalks, he would, because any little thing you get, especially when you get really into it for a while, you kind of lose focus on what's around you. You step on any little thing, they can roll your ankle pretty easy. So you'd always avoid, you know, sidewalks, or they try to stay as much as they could on the smooth asphalt.
Really thought about that. I don't run, got a bad ankle, but yeah, I never really thought about it that way. I guess that kind of makes sense.
Not either. I got a bad belly.
Definitely need to lose a little bit of weight, right?
Better. I'd say 25 pounds on it, drop down. Took off about 15. If I get down to about, oh, about 210, 215, I'd be happy. Halfway there. Thank you.
about 10 myself, but it's hard to go that last little bit.
I might start to work out stuff. I end up hurting something pretty soon, and not even related to exercising. It'll be down for a while. So I got bad last time I went to go around. I started taking Jeet Kune Do, that martial art. I haven't even been into that about a few weeks, and turned sciatic nerve for it acting up real bad, and I can't even. Any sudden movements on my right leg feels like a sharp knife sticking in my butt.
My back goes out about once a year. It's usually about this time of year because the weather's not good outside and I'm sitting around in the lazy boy and that, and it makes the back go out. But you ever tried using an inversion table?
I do a couple of exercises I do before. It's where you basically just hang, but it's not upside down, but just straight up. It doesn't help. Probably the inversion table would help a lot. Kind of a similar way I do it, the other way around.
Upside down really helps me, and you only need it to move a thousandth of an inch, right?
Yeah, pressure off the nerve, it kind of makes sense when you say it. Think about it. I'm probably 47 now, but I probably shrunk almost an inch since I was 18. So and that's all. Most of that comes in your back, pressing down.
Same boat. I've shrunk up some, and I never was tall to start with.
With the Army, I was 6'4", actually just a hair over 6'4", and now I'm 6'3" even.
5'10" now.
I guess I was a lot smaller over my life, but extra weight on you is what really wears you down. That's being stupid when you're younger.
While you still got health, get the weight off before it seems like the knees start to go, and then you need to get the weight off, but you can't get the weight off because you can't move real good, and then it's just a vicious circle. KN4 TFW.
Working on KN4 GPA. Censoring they're doing on some of the internet and websites and stuff. I wonder if they're going to potentially start coming after ham radio to try to cut the communications down that, saying they're going to be, YouTube are going to be using that to, for illegal communication. I wonder if they're going to try to shut some of that down.
Pretty hard to do. You know what I mean? I mean, you could still communicate, but you'd have to really want to go after somebody to figure out where they're at.
I can imagine they'll probably start coming out saying, hey, if you hear this report, call in. I'm sure there'll be a lot of, I just got a feeling it's coming, saying, they're going to be trying to crack down, like they do in a lot of the other countries, like the Cuba stuff. I think it's even illegal there, even on the ham radio.
I'm sure, and it's a shame. It's like, if you got to control the information, you're more of a dictator, right?
Politics as much as we can, I guess.
If you go down that road, I can't believe that we'll put up with it for that long.
Yeah, people just put up with it. It's just a cultural change. People got so lazy and used to people doing other people doing stuff for them. Whenever things come to where they do want to try to start and really controlling, the people are too afraid to lose what they got and the comfort they got. Kind of. It's easier to take.
A good little cartoon that kind of mimics what you just said. The guy's in the jail cell and he's reaching through the jail cell, and there's the key for the jail and there's the bread, and he's reaching for the bread because he's not paying attention to the surroundings that he's in.
It's on Andy Griffin. He was happy to go lay in the jail cell.
If you want to go back to those conditions, there's definitely something wrong with those conditions.
People like that, they were happier with being in jail than they were out. Lost the best friend a couple years ago. He got on that stuff real bad and finally killed him, but he was a smart man. He learned as far as before that, he was probably one of the smartest people I know. Any instrument he could pick up and just teach himself within, a few days, he learned. Playing amazing. I didn't know. I mean, he was I mean, he was into physics, he was into everything else. I mean, his math he was great at, but he just was dumb and was lazy and just, I mean, as far as when it come to turn, he just didn't want to, he wanted everything the easy way, and it just, he was in and out of jail after he got messed up in the drug, and was just happier when he was there, and it finally took him.
It ought to be if you end up in jail that you stay there for your whole time right there in that little cell and that, and you don't get out, and when it's time for you to get out, we got to call a locksmith to get you out.
Yep, pretty comfortable in there. Still wouldn't want to be there. Good Lord, I still wouldn't want to be there.
Yeah, but some people, man, it seems like they just love it. Get out, and then the first thing they got to do is do something so they can get back in.
Gathering my stuff up, walking to work here. Good to talk to you again this morning. I guess I'll probably talk with you again next Friday. KO4 GPA. I'll be clear of you.
Hey, it's good to talk to you again, and that, hope you have a awesome day, and maybe it won't be too hard. And that, look forward to catching you next Friday. KN4 TFW. Clear?
Yep.